Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. Fall classes will resume in a matter of weeks for all of Oklahoma's universities. The University of Oklahoma announced last week that it would require all students returning to the dorms to test for COVID-19 before moving back to campus. Cameron University's president, Dr. John MacArthur, says that while they are taking steps to be cautious about students moving back into the dorms, their policy is based on different factors.
Right now, we're not planning on pretesting or quarantining prior to moving into the dorm. The students will receive some suggestions about behavior items beginning August 1st before returning to campus. We do follow OU's news, and they've been, Melissa, they've been incredibly gracious to share their expertise. I mean, their COVID task force, because of the experts they have at the Health Sciences Center and in public health, that's just expertise we don't have on this campus, and they've been so good to share that information with us. But the scale, you know, they're talking about moving 5,000 students into the amount of space that Cameron's going to move in 300. OU's physical campus in Norman and Cameron's physical campus in Lawton aren't all that different in size, but they have 10 times more students in that same amount of space than we have in Lawton. So it's each of the presidents in the state, you know, we're trying to come up with the best solution for our community and for our size institution. But right now, we think the expectations, you know, if you're sick, stay home. Having a mechanism to quarantine a student for 2 weeks if they do have symptoms, and then our efforts at social distancing and face coverings, that's what we're leaning on most heavily right now.
The Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge is reopening some of its more popular areas. The Narrows, Karen Garden Wilderness Area, and Camp Doris are now available to the public. Acting out of an abundance of caution, the refuge suspended these areas in March and April. While these areas are reopening, public restrooms, shower houses, refuge buildings, and offices will remain closed. Doris Campground will reopen with a limited number of sites available. All camping will be by reservation only. Guests will be required to camp in RVs, travel trailers, or pop-ups with self-contained bathrooms. Tent camping will not be allowed at this time. Campsite check-in will be from 3 o'clock p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. only. Available campsites are reservable via recreation.gov. For updates and changes of operation or postponement of events and programs in the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge, go to www.fws.gov. Updates can also be found on Facebook at Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. Oklahoma is reporting 1,401 new positive cases of coronavirus, a new record high for a single day. The latest numbers reported Monday by the Oklahoma State Department of Health bring the total number of confirmed cases in the state to 32,686. The actual number of positive cases is likely much higher since many people haven't been tested and some who get the disease don't show any symptoms. The statewide death toll is now 496, although no new deaths were reported on Monday. Oklahoma currently has 625 people who are reported hospitalized for COVID-19, an increase of 78 over the past week. KCCU encourages you to stay safe and keep your loved ones safe by following the recommendations of your local authorities to stay home as much as possible. Wash your hands frequently. Do not touch your face in public. Wear a mask when social distancing is not possible, and do not gather in large groups if you are vulnerable. If you or a member of your household are sick in any way, stay home and self-quarantine. Be safe and stay well. That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Rain looks promising this evening with occasional downpours and rumbles of thunder. Storms won't be severe, but they may produce wind gusts over 40 miles per hour. Rain chances remain good overnight with morning lows in the low 70s. Tuesday will be cloudy with a good chance of rain. Winds will be southeast at 10 to 15. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. Wednesday, a chance of isolated thunderstorms and highs in the low 90s. I'm 7 News First Alert meteorologist John Cameron for Cameron University's public radio station, KCCU.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. Though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.